everybody, it's Michelle Fisher, and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today, a lot of work has gone into the Pathways to Employment video documentary that the Arc of Indiana, along with filmmaker and storyteller Ken August, have been working on. The documentary will feature six individuals that overcome ups and downs and potential roadblocks to finding a job. The purpose of these videos is to inspire others to never give up on their dreams, because there are many pathways to employment. My friend, filmmaker, and storyteller Ken August is here to tell us about it. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Michelle.
We are finally here to the premiere of Pathways to Employment. How awesome is this? What a good feeling for you.
Oh, it's a wonderful feeling. And when I was offered this opportunity to make short documentaries about people with disabilities and how they were going to follow the things that they love and use their strengths, I thought, what an amazing opportunity.
Sure.
For folks listening to this podcast, the premiere has kind of come and gone, but the good news is that now that the premiere has happened, you will be able to see these six exceptional people in their stories on YouTube.
Okay, so YouTube is gonna showcase these videos, but let's talk a little bit about behind the scenes, because everybody sees the finished product, you know, everything is done,
yeah.
Great. But let's talk a little bit about what happened. I mean, what did the ARC tell you they wanted to do as far as the point to these films?
Well, they started with the major goal. They wanted to inspire people to look for meaningful work.
Mm-hmm.
And we discussed what the possibilities were. Now, there are lots of different variables. Everybody has a different situation out there, different degree of disability, different degree of family support,
mm-hmm.
different degree of available services in their areas. And so we targeted certain kinds of individuals, and then we began to look for stories
mm-hmm.
like that. We wanted to find people with intellectual and developmental disabilities who had taken the step to becoming entrepreneurs, you know, someone with
That's
their own
huge.
Business. Oh,
That's
yes.
That's huge.
Right. And
That's
so
huge.
One of our films is about Brandon Bowes and his work as a professional photographer. And it's just wonderful to see Brandon in action and hear him talk about how he got to do this kind of work and hear his mother kind of talk about it too, because family members are involved in the interviews as well.
Were you surprised at the depth of, I mean, obviously we talk about people supporting people with developmental disabilities in their dreams and jobs and things like that, but were you surprised and heartened to look at the support that each individual was getting from family members or friends or caregivers?
Well, I saw a pattern. And I have been learning so much about families where individuals have disabilities. There is a natural tendency to want to protect individuals who have disabilities. But that same protective clinging can hold them back for opportunities to advance, become more independent, and to really do the fullest of what they can do. And so I saw that type of a pattern.
Mm.
We have, some of our films feature folks who were initially held back and then gradually released, taking baby steps into the community, finding ways to apply their skills and the things that they love to do, and then finding success and satisfaction in the work that they found. So, wonderful, wonderful stories. By telling someone a story about a certain kind of experience, you allow them vicariously or see it through somebody else's eyes, and all of a sudden they go, yeah, that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you see someone like Brandon following his love for photography and taking pictures and having people buy more of them and beginning to look for more and more venues to sell his pictures, you go, wow, maybe I could do that with my paintings.
Sure.
Maybe I could put my artwork on
sure.
the works of ARC
yeah.
and become a commercial artist. Or maybe I can use my ability to work with children and, mm-hmm. and work in a daycare. Mm-hmm. You know, all these possibilities begin to come out. And especially if you are a little uncertain mm-hmm. or afraid, hearing someone else's story, seeing someone else's story, will give you an opportunity to look into that possibility. And that's the whole purpose of the series of films, is to inspire.
Well, let me tell you, it did. And I was kind of behind the scenes myself. Let's talk a little bit about more behind the scenes stuff.
Sure.
The first slide is Pathways to Employment, the title slide of the videos.
Mm-hmm.
And you did, which I loved, you did a road with a yellow line.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you shot it from your iPhone. Are you serious? Like, I can't take a picture of myself, let alone a road going like this, you know?
Right. Now, for listeners, this is part of this podcast where it's kind of like the special features portion
yes.
of a movie.
Yes.
Okay. So,
yes.
you know, how did we do this? Well, I was looking for an opening for a series of short films, and Pathways was in the title. The series actually had a different name at the time, but Pathways was definitely the idea I wanted to convey. And I have an iPhone, and I have a holder that will
yes.
allow you to attach it to a tripod, but I also have a clamp that I attached to my driver's window. I had it rolled down. It was during the summer,
uh-huh.
and it was a beautiful day. I was headed for work, and I thought, why not? So I clamped this thing to my driver's side window, tipped it down, hoping that I was going to get a good shot. And I couldn't quite tell because the sun was reflecting off of
right.
the iPhone. And I just let it roll. And I drove along. And, you know, it's amazingly smooth considering how bumpy the road can be. And it was College Avenue headed downtown. And here the result were these double yellow lines going across the screen horizontally. And I could just see how I could put titles over that. And I thought, you know, that kind of says it all right there, Pathways.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Michelle, if you want to look at it on a subliminal level, right? Well, one of these kind of like a hidden meaning is that double yellow line is an equal sign.
Oh,
you
I
see?
Like that idea.
Or you can look at it like that.
Yes.
It didn't start off that way, but I thought, oh, yeah, yeah, that's an equal sign.
Oh, yeah.
Because, Michelle, one of the things that comes out of all these films is that folks with disabilities
are just the same.
They are just the same. They are just the same. Inside, we all want the same things. And so why not an equal sign right out there in the beginning?
And it puts people's minds in that frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
That you're not different, that you're the same, which is really, really good. Let's talk a little bit about behind the scenes, or more behind the scenes things. You have black and white endings to each video, and you have little funny things that happen. With Sean's video, Sean, we love Sean at the Ark of Indiana, and he is a busy guy, and he has two cats at home. And with his video, they were jumping up and down, right? Trying to get the camera.
Yeah, Sean Rector was my very first subject, and I filmed him at work, and then we went home and filmed him going grocery shopping, and then we sat in his living room he was on his couch, and it had been a long day, and Sean is a very busy man, and he devotes his time to other people.
Mm.
That's really such a strong theme in his film and in his life. And so here he is sitting for the first time, relaxed. And so his cats went, oh boy, this is time to hop up in Sean's lap. So he was forever grabbing the cat and putting it down, grabbing the cat and putting it down. And it was just off camera. And after a while, I thought, well, why not? You know, let it get an ear or a tail get in there. And actually, I came up with this formula with the films. They're supposed to be informative.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to learn about this person's life and what challenges they met and how they got around them, so on and so forth. But to be an entertaining film, to be watchable, to be the kind of thing you want to see again or recommend to a friend, it occurred to me that through the filming of most things, there are going to be little flubs or boo-boos or whatever yes. things that will happen, or someone will say something and laugh and make a funny noise in their nose or something. And anyway, there are these moments in almost any film where you can kind of lighten up a little bit. And so for Sean's film, it's the cats kind mm-hmm. of climbing up into his lap during it. And I began to use that with each of the films. And I shot it in black and white so that you look at it as something different.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about philosophies and quotes from the film subjects. One of the things was from Sean. He said, know that if you get too comfortable sitting, that a cat will sit in your lap.
That's paraphrased, and we made reference to that before.
Okay, yeah, okay, and then he says, make time to do things for other people, which he does.
Right, and that's a very simple statement, but it is a statement of dedication, and so, yeah, Sean's philosophy comes out very, very clearly, very simply stated. In all six of the films, there are things that you will hear and you'll go, oh my gosh, that's true. And that it's true for everyone. Mm. Some of the common themes, do what you love.
Mm-hmm. I love
how true is that?
Yeah.
You know? And Joseph Campbell, who is known for his study of mythology and comparative religions and folklore, said, follow your bliss. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
Doing what you love, following your bliss. If you're going to be happy doing whatever work you do, if you can do something that you love, how much better that would be,
yeah.
as opposed to doing something that is just drudgery. Or wouldn't it be better, a better world, if we could allow our hearts to lead us to the kind of work that we do? When you look for what these individuals love, when you look for what skills, what gifts they have, and when their families recognize this, and then get the communities involved to say, here is this person who loves sports, for instance.
Yeah.
And give him a structure to work in, and he will be there every day. He will have a great attitude, and he will bring everybody he comes into contact up emotionally. Find a job for that person. And so, you know, there you have an example of Ryan Steele's ideal dream job at Purdue University. You know, other people can do similar kinds of things.
In the end, so what is your goal for these films? What do you want them to initiate in people?
Well, the goal set out for the project was to inspire other people with intellectual and developmental disabilities to find meaningful work. But we're also wanting to inspire legislators and, goodness, you know, the governor, our senators. We want people in office who have the ability to make this a better place, make Indiana a better place for people with disabilities. We want to inspire them to look at these stories and understand how they connect to these exceptional people, and realize that we're all human beings. We all deserve these opportunities. So that's part of the goal.
You know, you talk about exceptional people, and I think that you are an exceptional person. And thank you so much for your work with the Arc of Indiana. Thank you so much for these films. Thank you so much for putting your heart and your soul and your time and your energy into these films. I am so happy for you. I'm almost giddy. I can't even express myself today. But thank you so much.
Well, Michelle, I'm going to ask one last thing.
Sure.
You know, if people have been listening and you've been entertained by the podcast, you're probably already on the Arc of Indiana website.
Yeah.
So go back to the front page and look for the Pathways to Employment.
They will want to.
Page. You'll find out more about the individual films and where folks want to direct you for more information. But also go to YouTube and watch the videos and recommend them to friends and people you think would benefit from watching these videos and appreciating the stories. The stories will be will do so much more as they are passed from person to person. So help us spread the word.
There you have it, you guys. Thank you so much for listening today. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.